The Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Ches Mem Beis has a Shaili Bailu Chazar Ben Miktzas Ani Chazar Bekula Oiloi. So Shchimera, the Beis Kosef on Nechasim, then he's Chazar and part of the Nechasim. Do we say that the Chazar Ben Miktzas is considered as if he wants to really be Chazar and everything? Do we say that no, it's the Chazar Legabe, whatever he's Chazar, and whatever he's not Chazar from, we still consider it to be a Matna Shchimera. So V'chanan over here asks Akasha, he says, even if you tell me the Chazar Ben Miktzas is not Chazar Bekula, because it's not his das, but l'maisa the halach is that if you hold that ba'alma loy pagin and dibure, when a person makes one kinyan, you can't split it. So once he's chayzer in one thing, it's as if he's chayzer in everything, because you can't be mechalak a dibur and say that l'gabi this, it is a chazar, l'gabi that, not. Once you're chayzer on the whole thing because lo pagin and dibure. So if you're also, even if his das is to be chayzer only in mitzvahs, but if you don't hold a pagin and dibure, that should automatically become a chazar bakulu. So what's the sound of the Gemara to say that he's not chayzer bakulu? So Bechana wants to say that maybe there's a chilek between Matan Shchimera and a regular kinyan. A regular kinyan, when we say that if lo pagyanim tibur, it's chazar bakula, and that's when you make a kinyan b'shtar. You make a kinyan b'shtar, so it's one kinyan, so you can't be mechalik. Once you chazar part of it, the whole kinyan is bottle, and we say you're chazar and everything. But if you're by Shchimera, you're not kind of with the dibur. You're kind of with the das and the ratzen that is nisgal through the dibur. Because really, there is no ma'aseh kinyan over here. That's the whole chiddush of Shchimera, that you're kind of, even though there is no ma'aseh kinyan, you're kind of with his ratzen. You just need the dibur to be megala, then that's what he wants. So being that there's no ma'aseh kinyan over here, check to say that legabi is ratzen, you could split it, and legabi this is being chayzer, and legabi this not, because there is no ma'aseh kinyan over here. That's how Rav Chana wants to learn. And to do it, there's a big chakir in the Acharim, how to understand the din of Matan Shchimera. That's kind of without a kinyan. Is it the pshat in Chazal or Mekel that you don't need a kinyan at all? He's kind of with Ratzon itself without a kinyan, and the dibur is just Megala's Ratzon. Or is it the pshat the Chazal said that his dibur is the kinyan? And the kula is that we allow you to be kind of with the dibur alone, even though there's no regular ma'aseh kinyan. And from this stance of Elchanan, you have a raya to the first sad that you don't need a ma'aseh kinyan here at all. You're being kind of with the Ratzon. Because if all the pshat is you do need a kinyan, and the dibur is the kinyan, then the chayr would be the same as a shtar. In the same way, by shtar, you would say that the whole thing is batal. If you hold up pagin and dibure, the chayr, you would have to say the same thing over here. That if within the dibur of matan shchimera there's a chazara, that would be considered chazar bakula, because we're lo pagin and dibure.